Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the Queen's Lair. This is yet another edition of the show where we talk about all things business, anything that has to do with small business, entrepreneurship. We even coast along a little bit on relationships, which we actually are going to cover tonight. We may talk about things that have to do with lifestyle stuff. It could be travel, hair, whatever it is. I'm definitely an advocate and a part of the natural hair community, so we will be doing more of that. I've been asked to kind of cover some my thoughts about natural hair and in the, you know, the office, and is it professional or not professional, and I have a whole bunch of thoughts on that. So I definitely will be doing that in the next couple of weeks or so. So definitely stay tuned, my natural hair ladies and gents as well. Definitely tune in for that in the next couple of weeks, because I will be discussing that subject matter as well. But tonight, I want to talk more about relationships. And it's not just relationships, this could be in business as well. And the title of this episode, of this podcast, is Emotional Vampires. Let's say that again. Emotional Vampires. I was having a conversation with my sister a few days ago. She's actually my creative director for Onyx Queen Media. And we always get into these deep discussions about business, life, love, everything. You know, anything that you could talk about, you know, with your sister who's like your bestie, you know, is the sort of conversations that we tend to have. But she said this statement about people being emotional vampires. And I thought to myself, this is brilliant. This is absolutely brilliant. It completely summed up exactly how I have felt about a lot of situations. And I have to definitely give her credit for this one, because we were actually, the discussion that we were having is we were talking about people who only come around when they really want something. You know, or they have this drama going on, like drama just seems to surround them 24/7. And they want to, like, suck the life out of you, getting your advice, but they ask your advice, but they never, ever change their actions and what it is that they're doing. Now, I'm not saying that someone should take my advice and run with it and do what I say. It's not about that, but you have folks that are constantly looking for advice, constantly want to pick your brain, whatever it is. It could be that one person in your life that picks your brain about business all the time. So whatever your specialty is, they are constantly asking you questions. Hey, let me ask you a question. Or they send you an email. Hey, let me ask you that. Hey, let me ask you, you know, and they don't even try to do the research on their own. As I have said on this show many times, Google is your friend. There is nothing that you could possibly do in this world that you could not type it into Google and find an answer to it, or at least find a person who is an expert at it who will handle it for you. So when she mentioned about people being emotional vampires, and we talked about how, you know, some people are, you're not going to have them in your life all the time. Some people are in your life for a season. And sometimes you got to know when to let those people go in order to grow. Case in point, Ricky Smiley did a phenomenal, and I actually posted this on my blog. If you actually are a follower of all of our different social medias, we do have a Tumblr page, which we use as our blog. And I posted a video on there, Ricky Smiley. It was earlier today, where he did, I mean, he gave us a word. It was like a sermon, you know. He said, all the, you know, you're not always going to have all the same people around you for the rest of your life. You know, there are people that you're going to have to cut out of your life, the people who are not going to be happy for you, the people who are never going to celebrate you. And that was another episode that I did, you know, about celebrating your peers. There are always those people that sit over in the corner, like I said one time, with the screw face. No matter what you do, no matter how much positive light you bring into the world, they always have something negative to say. Sometimes you just have to shut those people off. I'll be honest with you. I'll see sometimes text messages or whatever it is from folks who just constantly suck the life out of you. They never have anything positive to say. They never have anything uplifting to say. They very rarely ask how you're doing. That's another thing. When I check in with people, I ask how they're doing. So how are you doing? How's the job going? There are people that I can say, a few off the top of my head, that never ask me that. They want to know about the latest gossip. They want to know if I heard this or if I heard that or did I see this or did I see that. But they never even ask how my day was or how's the business going. And these are the type of people that you have to be so careful to keep around you, because these are the folks that are not only emotional vampires, it's a time suck as well. Spending a lot of time talking and going back and forth with people who absolutely do not care about anything but themselves. There's never any concern. They never can offer a shoulder to lean on or whatever. I don't want your money. I don't want your riches. I don't want your hookups, your connections, or anything. Sometimes I just need an ear for somebody to listen. When you're a fixer, and that's what I consider myself, I mean, I'm trying to get to Olivia Pope status. I'm going to get there. But, I mean, I'm a fixer. I'm a person that comes in. I'm a brand strategist. I handle people's brands every day. I am responsible for several brands and the directions that they're going. Thank God they've all been positive. They've all moved in positive directions and done amazing things. But I am responsible for that every day. So where does the fixer go when they just need to talk to someone? Where does the fixer go when they just need to unload? And sometimes you'll get someone that will say, yes, come in and unload on me. Tell me all your things. And then 3 minutes into you explaining what you're dealing with, here comes the teeth, those vampire teeth, click, right in the neck, right in the neck. And they suck the life out of you with their own situation. Sometimes you don't even want the other person to even talk about themselves. You just want them to listen. I can count on one hand how many people I have like that in my life that just don't want anything at all. They just want to listen. You don't even have to give an opinion. You don't even have to give advice. Just listen, because sometimes you listening to someone or hearing someone out or answering that text message, you know, of a person who you really know that you want to keep in touch with, that you know is a good person at heart, sometimes that's the one thing that they need the most of. There are still, I would say maybe about 3 people in my life that I don't talk to all the time, but when they text message me and they say, hey, I answer. Because they're actually very good people, and they're very good listeners, and I know that we can share ideas, and we can talk about a lot of things, and they don't emotionally drain me. We can lean on each other. Even if we get off the phone and say, oh, Lord have mercy, I need to have a cocktail and go to sleep. Whatever it is, take your little glass of wine to bed and call it a day. Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes it's like that. The emotional vampires, that is such a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous thing to be and become. If you are in a circle, and this has always happened to me so many times, where I'm in a circle of people and we're talking, and, you know, it could be at an event, especially a networking event, and somebody gets to bashing someone in the conversation, I exit stage left quick. Because that type of activity, I'm just not going to support. That sort of activity, I am not going to support. And I'm not going to be in the middle of anything like that, because no one is ever going to be able to say that, oh, Renee did this, or Renee was there, she thought, no, she didn't. I was not there. I removed myself from the situation. I didn't hear what happened because conversation did not begin and end with me, especially if it had something negative on it. Even if I agree with the bashing, even if I agree whatever the person being talked about or whatever the situation is true, never let yourself get sucked into that emotional roller coaster where a lot of people like to live. Because you think a lot of people want to be successful, but they don't. A lot of people think they want to be successful, but very few of those people actually do it and put some action behind it. Very few. A lot of people, what is that old adage or old saying that says misery loves company? Absolutely true. All those miserable people, they want you to be miserable with them. They want you, they got a divorce, so now, well, girl, let me tell you what's going on over here with me. And this, that, and the other. Girl, you better watch your man. And this, that, listen. They need to watch their man. You watch your man. You watch your lady. You keep it moving. Don't worry about what your boy is doing. Take care of your home. Take care of your kids. Don't soak up all of that negativity when your boy is telling you, oh, baby mama hit me up for more money, and baby mama. Don't even get involved in that. The point of the matter is you should flip it on him and be like, well, you need to be spending time with your child. Forget about baby mama. Because at the end of the day, it's not about all the money that you put out, but it's the time that you spend with that child. That is what they're going to take and remember with them for the rest of their lives. So don't let people emotionally cripple you. Don't let people time suck you. Don't let anyone be an emotional vampire in your life. Speak positively as much as you can. And we do have down days. We're not going to be positive every day. I am not positive every day. There are some days where things are just horrific. And I really don't feel like talking about it. We all have those days. But don't make it a practice when people consistently want to just discuss and hover and waddle and soak in negativity. Because that is the thing that can bring down any relationship. That is the thing that can bring down any business. And I know I have a lot of entrepreneurs and small business owners that listen to this podcast, and they constantly tell me all the time, they even have clients that are emotional vampires. And I do have a podcast that talks about that as well. Not every client is meant for you. If a client is draining you, if a client is becoming a time suck for you, where they just never get it and they're never going to get it, and they just are in a space of constant negativity, that may not be the client for you. Not all money is good money. So you got to learn how to say no sometimes. You got to learn how to put some of these things to the side. You got to learn how to put some of these things to the side so you can grow effectively in your relationships. I don't care if it's a relationship with your mama. I don't care if it's a relationship with your spouse. I don't care if you are dating someone, and even in business. This applies across the board. Across the board, never let anyone be that Achilles heel, that emotional vampire that just drains you constantly. I want everyone to really look at their lives every single day and find out who is draining you. And it might be family. You may have to push them over to the side a little bit. There's some people that you can never cut off completely, but you know what? You will find a way to make sure that they do not drain you all the time. And you may not need to go to brunch with them all the time, because that brunch session might just be a gossip session that you don't need to be a part of. Whatever it is, dig up this week and really look through your life and see who is an emotional vampire. And get ready to let those people go. You can find us on the web. www.onyxqueenmedia.com. If you want to email us, feel free to email us. Our email address is info@onyxqueenmedia.com. Talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening.